Today is Friday the 17th of October, the feast of St. Ignatius of Antioch, in the 28th week of Ordinary Time.
These are the days of the devil in the wilderness. These are the tastes that have turned into bitterness. It's not that we doubt that a stone can turn into bread. It's just we doubt that we're hungry at all. The cereal temptations of the age are getting harder. The country's getting meaner. Computers getting smarter. The pains we try to numb are only getting sharper. We're going on like nothing's the matter at all. Every valley will be lifted, every mountain brought low. When the reckoning comes reckoning, every secret will be known. Truly, truly, I tell you truly, there's an axe laid at the root. Before the reckoning comes reckoning, repent and believe the truth.
John Guerra sings Reckoner. How does this song speak to you today? Notice if a particular line or phrase stays with you.
The phone in my pocket was sold like a game to me. I've lost so much time and attention to technology that sells me the lie that it knows what I really need. God knows it only makes me feel more alone. This is the rot and the end of civilization when the spirit is quenched by a spiritless simulation. Some trust in the market, collective superstitions, but we trust in the name of the Lord of crucifixion, hope of resurrection in Jesus Christ.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Meanwhile, when the crowds gathered in thousands so that they trampled on one another, he began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, that is, their hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. Therefore, whatever you've said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you've whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed from the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that can do nothing more. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. But even the hairs of your head are all counted. Don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows.
What do these words of Jesus today tell you about aspects of the character of God? What do they tell you about your role? Consider the importance of transparency, courage, trusting the all-seeing, all-knowing God. Consider the contrasts. The thousands gathered to hear Jesus. Jesus homing in on the tiny detail of sparrows and the very hairs on our head. Listen to the passage again and notice what aspects of the passage draw a reaction from you.
Meanwhile, when the crowds gathered in thousands so that they trampled on one another, he began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, that is, their hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. Therefore, whatever you've said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you've whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed from the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that can do nothing more. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight. But even the hairs of your head are all counted. Don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. You could speak with this all-seeing, all-knowing God. Not one is forgotten in God's sight. Allow yourself to be seen and known and not forgotten. Thank you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.